is in session with us on the 25th. KLF before that, 3am Eternal going down very well with the six music listeners, which is always good to know. And thank you very much for getting in touch today. Lots of you messaging us, reacting to the news about HMV going into receivership. So we've got a mixture, really. As I said earlier on the programme, it's quite a nice day if you want to share your memories of HMV. If they are particularly fond, then you can definitely do that. But also to kind of appreciate the record stores that you love and use on a daily basis. It seems like the right day to give them a bit of radio love. So we're doing both on the programme, and we've got lots of those. Robert Solomon on Twitter says, Record Village, Walthamstow. Most weekends of my youth were spent there with a cup of tea with the owners and tunes put aside. Amy from Bristol says, I saw The Darkness play at the HMV on Oxford Street after they released Permission to Land. Justin Hawkins rolled round on a bouncer's shoulders through this door while soloing to Love on the Rocks. Flippin' amazing. And Brendan Moran says, Lauren, back in 1984, I saw Stuart Adamson from Big Country in HMV Oxford Street browsing 12-inch singles, looking every bit the rock star. Huge pillar box red designer greatcoat and hair just perfect. I was hypnotised, as back in the day I was rather fond of Big Country. All right, I was a big fan. And I was starstruck, paralysed. I'll always regret not making a fool of myself and asking for an autograph. I just stood opposite, pretending to be interested in the racks of easy listening. And I quite like easy listening. Kind regards from Brendan in Weybridge. Lots of love to you. Thank you very much for messaging us. Oh, that, I suppose that was the thing. Like that, you know, you would stand a chance of bumping into your favourite kind of DJ or musician. And certainly you do now. I think there's quite a little coterie, certainly in the record shop that, you know, we go to in London. Like if you go on a Tuesday morning into Rough Trade, I think you sort of see all of the dad-age DJs, many of them with a baby Bjorn and a small child, flipping through the racks of vinyl. You know, if you want to catch your Errol Alkins and the like, it's not hard. They're usually there. But maybe, you know, HMV Oxford Street was the equivalent of that. Or maybe your local record store still is. Do text, tweet or email and let us know. Right now, this is your headphones moment. As promised, it comes from Yola Tengo. Their new album, Fade, came out this week. It's gorgeous. It's their 13th studio album, but it was very adventurous and beautiful, produced by John McIntyre. And I have to say, I couldn't decide almost what to play you, because there's everything from sort of shimmery folk to a little bit of krautrock. Yeah, I said krautrock on this record. It's well worth checking out. They also have UK dates coming up. They're going to be playing the Barbican Hall in London on March the 20th. Then they're off to the Ritz in Manchester, O2 ABC in Glasgow, and Vicar Street over in Dublin on March the 23rd. So